This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It was a whole lot of nuttiness going on over Thanksgiving, and I'm not talking about the topping on your sweet potato pie. I'm saying just the nuttiness of the left. Buttigieg, they found an old clip of him saying black kids haven't seen enough role models in order to value education. Bloomberg spoke on taxing the poor. Speaking of Bloomberg, I'm just curious, where is he? Where is he? I don't want to sound old British on you, but where is he? Where's Bloomberg? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Bloomberg, we're going to talk more about him. He came out with a splash, but I want to know where is the old chap? Now, what do I want to talk about right now? Well, because there's so much. There's so much. Found out some interesting things about Peter Strzok. We'll get to that maybe in the next segment. Boy, we got a lot to cover. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Hope that, quite frankly, I know we have that day to reflect, and that's a good thing every year, but I hope you take a moment out of every single day to reflect on something good. Even in the worst of days, there's something good to reflect on. Melissa's got a procedure that she's got to go in for tomorrow, and I'll be reflecting on the goodness of how that went positively the next day. So prayers to my family over that. There's so much to be grateful for. And I don't want to, get all sappy about it, but I'm so grateful that in 2016 we elected Donald Trump. And I'm not saying it from the standpoint of, woohoo, I'm so Donald Trump, because I don't, that's not it. I'm saying it from the standpoint of if it had been Hillary Clinton, knowing what we know now, how bad would it be? I mean, it would be horrible. There's a show, I don't know if you guys watch this show, it's called Homeland. And Homeland, towards the end of, they're going to be have the new season in February. And they wrote a season of Homeland about Hillary Clinton. And they had a female president. Her name is President Keen. You'll know the actress when you see her. It's kind of a obscure actress, but usually just one of these, never a leading lady type actress, but one that you just kind of put in a spot. But anyway, she plays President Keen. And she's playing Clinton. I'm telling you, if you look at the series, she's playing Clinton. All the people that work in the clandestine agencies are essentially mean-spirited Republicans who are out to get her, and they set her up over Russia. Whoever wrote this series, I'm not kidding you, man, it's like Clancy. They had the inside scoop to the Democrats' playbook, and they flipped it. They made everybody in Congress Republicans, the president, Clinton, a Democrat, and they were going to get her. And they concocted this Russian conspiracy thing that turned out to be true, but against her. Essentially, you're watching the Trump thing play out, where Donald Trump comes in, they try to get him, they say he's crazy. What was the term they would use? They said unhinged. They said Donald Trump is unhinged. They said her ideas were crazy. Let me just kind of walk you through it in case you haven't seen the show. So they said she's crazy, unhinged. Her ideas were insane, so they fought against her agenda for the first 100 days. The only thing that contrasts in the show and Trump is Trump was very effective in his first 100 days. But if he hadn't been, here's what they were concocting. He's unhinged. His policies don't work. We need to get rid of him. Then they made it so that they got the cabinet, her own cabinet, against her. Because if your cabinet, I didn't even know this, by the way. So that's how much I paid attention in civics. If enough members of your cabinet vote no confidence in you, the vice president, they can bring it to a vote, and the vice president can vote to somehow to take over. He can, if, so let's say there's 12 or, you know, 13 cabinet members, whatever, and eight of them, of the 13, a quorum, vote against the president. The vice president now has a vote on whether or not he's going to honor deposing the president. I didn't know that could happen, but it can, apparently, according to Homeland. So she tries to conspire with the vice president to make sure that doesn't happen. Well, when he got wishy-washy, she fires the cabinet, which is her constitutional ability. She can do that. Well, they challenge it in the Supreme Court on the show, and the Supreme Court sides against her. So she's deposed by the vice president, in effect. So they were going to try this with Trump, I'm telling you. Here's why I was watching this show and I went, that's why Trump fired the guy that was an oil guy. I forget his name. That's why Trump started cleaning house against anti-Trump cabinet members, was because somebody started talking to cabinet members. I'm just telling you, do I know this for a fact? The answer is no. But I'm looking at this show going, now I'm starting to understand why Trump fired Kelly, why he fired McMaster, why he fired so-and-so. These were people that were not pro-Trumpers. And somehow he got wind of this and he started letting him go, which is his prerogative. He does not have to keep anybody. He could fire his entire cabinet. But he's looking for people that are going to be loyal to him. Anyway, if you go watch this show, I'm telling you, you're going to see the parallels. They wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment, get rid of Trump, and he got wind of it early on, and he stopped it. And Homeland played it out. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I want to talk about ICE University. Did you guys see this? 250 students arrested in connection to a fake University of Farmington. When a university and associates arrests were reported January 2019, federal prosecutors alleged that the students had knowingly enrolled in the fake school, get this, in order to maintain their student visa status. Each of the foreign students who enrolled and made tuition payments to the University of Farmington, that they would not attend it, they essentially said this: they would not attend any actual classes, earn credits, or make academic progress towards actual degrees in a particular field of study. They signed up for that. So, Homeland Security agents posing as university officials in 2017, they said it initially opened in 2015 as part of an undercover operation geared toward exposing recruiters engaging in immigration fraud. They arrested 21 people on visa fraud using the fraudulent University of Northern New Jersey in 2016. Here's the crux of it. Trump isn't just going after illegal banditos. He's going after people that are committing other types of immigration fraud.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Here was a headline during the Thanksgiving weekend. Trump administration shelling out billions to farmers hit by the trade war. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Hey, the good news, he has billions to shell out. Because when you have an $800 billion trade deficit, you can bring all that back and say, here, farmers, don't even worry about where you ship the soybean. We're going to take a quarter of $1 trillion, and we're just going to pay all of our industries to do nothing. In fact, make stuff, then we'll dump it on the world market cheaper. There's a lot of things you can do with $800 billion of money that you bring back into your economy. You can start up industries that lose money and not even worry about it. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 is where you can reach us. I love that. And they put that headline out there because they want you to think Donald Trump is abusing the system. He's giving away money. Done all the time. Done for the wrong reasons. We've subsidized milk production, cheese, whatever. We've subsidized practically every industry at some point. We subsidized the auto industry. $50 billion bailout. We got $40 billion back from GM. $10 billion of it still in their coffers. Anybody concerned about Obama's cash for clunkers and all these other programs that fail? Oh, it saved the auto industry. No, it didn't. The auto industry was going to be around. It saved a company. The auto industry was going to be around. What, were we going to lose cars? No, it's the American auto industry. How did the American auto industry die in the first place? Anybody want to really go down that rabbit hole with the unions? Huh? Funny to look at these headlines and understand what they're trying to tell you. But what's happening these days, folks, is they can't cover it up anymore. They can't cover up the good news. Here was a headline. 2/3 of Democrats returning to Trump. According to a recent New York Times Siena College poll, 2/3 of voters in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan who strayed to vote Democrat in 2018 are planning to vote for President Trump in 2020. That's not good news. These are Democrats that supposedly voted for him in 2016, didn't vote for him in 2018 in the midterms, but are now saying, we're going back. So, these were Democrats Trump supposedly lost for a bit. And now they're coming back. There's no good news for Democrats over Thanksgiving. Here's what they said. 2/3 of the battleground state voters who chose Trump in 2016 but selected Democrats in the midterm say they're going to return to the president next year. Midterm victories in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin gave Democrats hopes of retaking the Rust Belt battleground states that handed Trump the presidency in 2016. Yet success in the midterms may not mean as much for Democrat presidential candidates as the party might think. Nearly 2/3 of voters in six battleground states who voted for President Trump in 2016, but for the who didn't vote for him, but who voted, but for Democrat candidates in 2018, say they intend to back the president in against each of his top rivals. The results suggested that the party's winning formula in last year's midterms may not be so easy to replicate in a presidential election. The Democrats' relatively moderate House candidates succeeded in large parts by flipping a crucial segment of voters who backed the president in 2016. If these voters remain open-minded again in 2020, Democrats will have a ready-made blueprint for winning back the critical Rust Belt battleground states. They say it's only a sliver of the electorate, though. Only 2% of registered voters. Not representative of all voters. Overwhelmingly white, 60% male, 2/3 have no college degree, but the president's strength among them helps explain why he is, highly competitive in the states that Democrats carried just a year ago. Well, I don't care about the old school news of 2018. I believe in my heart of hearts, and I know many of you do as well, that the Democrats cheated their way into much of these so-called victories. So, we'll see. But I will tell you, the temperature, if you will, of people coming back, I can validate that. I can validate it with polling that we've done with blacks and will continue to do with blacks. I can validate that. I can validate that I've spoken to many blue-collar Democrats that have said to me, I support President Trump. We're going to do some informal polling so I can let you guys know. But here's what I can tell you on the polling that we did for blacks. It's under USACriminalJusticeReform.org if you want to see the poll. But we had a 33% response for blacks with that poll on criminal justice reform. By the way, the city of Philadelphia released a illegal immigrant who went out and raped a child. Yeah. Big stuff, big news over the weekend. And one of the things that we polled was the idea that if you were a non-illegal and you were incarcerated, you wouldn't be able to get out and go rape a child. But they let this guy go. They would not issue an ICE detainer. So we're in the midst of this with a legal team trying to figure out what we're going to do, because we will ultimately probably sue the city of Philadelphia over this. But I just go to that and you'll see the poll. Head back to the poll. You have black folks that responded almost 1/3. Now, many of them opted out. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying, hit a button on their phone. I don't do very much. I don't know if I should say that or not, but I get a lot of these texts that say, hey, here's an issue or whatever, and I'd either do nothing or I just go, no, stop or whatever to keep it from going. But I rarely respond. But we had a third of them respond. Now, of the respondees, 8.23% did a call to action. That's huge. That's huge. 33% responded, and of the entire group, 8.23% responded with a call to action. And of that 8.23% that responded with a call to action, we had, I forget how many, but it was a bunch of them who not only did that, they have a term for it, because there's call to action and there's a, like, completed the process. So they went to the website and signed up. I mean, a conversion. They converted. Huge numbers. And because we only looked at black independents and black Democrats, what was shocking is in a couple of instances they were MAGA, 2020, we're for Trump, whatever. So we had a spattering of those. And what it said to us is, criminal justice is a big issue with blacks, but people are in the black community are really and truly waking up. This isn't some sort of we wonder if they are. So the messaging that we were pushing out, because we did micro-targeting with another company. I'm not going to spill all the beans on what we're doing, so don't worry, folks. We got some secrets up our sleeves. But we did micro-targeting to understand the guttural issues driving black America. And then we started polling on that, pushing out that messaging. And that's why you're starting to see these polls that are shocking to the left. 34% of blacks now support the president. And Democrats are going, wait a minute, that's a lie, it's not true. Well, it may be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect has been hospitalized and arrested after trying to open fire at his high school in Wisconsin. Speaking with reporters, Waukesha Police Chief Russell Jack says a 17-year-old male brought a handgun to South High School. The student resource officer responded and began a dialogue with the suspect to try to de-escalate the situation. When the suspect ignored the warnings, the officer had shot him. The 17-year-old is in the hospital and in stable condition. President Trump says he will not send representation to Wednesday's impeachment proceedings before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee. And according to Robert Ray, former White House independent counsel, that's the proper move to make.
I think the White House counsel has it right. I mean, that's what I would have done. I don't see any reason to be participating in something that is a foregone conclusion and on a timetable of 2 weeks.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No clear front runner for the Democrats when it comes to the presidential election. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. No clear front runner. Joe Biden, vice president, still out there campaigning like he thinks he has a shot. But look at the candidacies that are imploding. Cory Booker, super PAC, shuts down. He's over. Kamala Harris complaining, still drawing crowds of tens. Not even that. Joe Biden set up for a rally. I don't know if you guys saw this. His bus, no malarkey, Joe, no malarkey. Not a soul. Nobody lined up. They set it up for, I'm not even exaggerating this one bit. They set this thing up for 100 people. Chairs. They had chairs neatly stacked. God. It's just amazing to me. There came a point in 2008 when you knew Obama was going to win. I mean, you just had to face it. You had to face the facts. The crowds he was drawing, the energy around his campaigns, you knew he was going to win. You may not like his policies or whatever, but he was going to win. I mean, if you were hopeful for McCain, you were a trombone player with a pager. It just wasn't going to happen. And the Democrats know that same thing is around Trump. He had a rally in Cincinnati that was unbelievable. Everywhere this man goes, rock star status. Look at Warren. Kamala Harris, remember when Kamala Harris' campaign had 2,000 people when it came out in California, probably at a college or university, and they made it sound like she was overwhelming. Elizabeth Warren drawing huge crowds. Where? Where? Elizabeth Warren went through an airport and nobody even gave a crap, man. Where is it happening? Who's going to be the great white hope? Joe Biden is licking his wife's fingers over the weekend at some rally that had nobody there. There weren't hundreds. There were dozens. Donald Trump, guys, look. I'm not blowing smoke here. You can see it with your own eyes. Look at any of these rallies. 20,000 people. Another 20,000 waiting. All right, now I'll ask you this. If you had the chance to attend a Donald Trump rally and you knew you weren't going to wait in any lines, that you just had a ticket, you could walk in and go, and you'd have a seat ready for you. Would you go? My hand's up. I'd go. Most of my friends, our hands are up. If you had You go to any event, pick a candidate on the left, Bloomberg, any of them. If you want to go, it's easy to go. Go online, sign up, and it's over. There will be no crowds to fight, nothing, and nobody wants to go. Donald Trump, and I only know this of one rally, but I believe it for all of them. 20,000 people went. 80,000 people asked for tickets. Another, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 outside that just were hoping to get in. Who does this on the left? It doesn't exist. So there is no clear front runner for Democrats, no matter what they tell you. Is it Sanders? Is it Warren? Is it Joe Biden? Is it new entrants Deval Patrick? A new black guy to enter so he can get embarrassed or embarrass the Democratic Party, who wants to be the party of lynching of black people, now wants to make sure that they understand they aren't going to have any more black folks. Four black people running as a Democrat, not a one of them is going to make it. Two of them's campaigns will shut down easily within a month. Deval Patrick's will never gain steam. Four blacks, zero for four. Zero for one for Yang. He's not going to make it. Women. I don't think it's going to be a woman. So what do they got? A couple of old white guys or maybe the gay guy? And I'm telling you, nobody gaining steam. But if you do think it's going to be the little city mayor, Pete Buttigieg, he's got problems in the black community. And Clyburn tried to explain Buttigieg's lack of support, Buttigieg, whatever they call him, his lack of support among older blacks. And aside from admitting that older blacks are homophobic, blacks have more than just sexuality as an issue with Buttigieg. And let me just play you this clip that he had. Here's him talking about the black condition.
You know, the kids need to see evidence that education is going to work for them, right? You see a lot of parts of
town. That's part of the motivation.
Yeah, because you're motivated because you believe that at the end of your educational process, there's a reward, there's a stable life, there's a job. And there are a lot of kids, especially the lower-income minority neighborhoods, who literally just haven't seen it work. There isn't somebody they know personally,
and I think that's
who testifies to the value of education. So, yeah,
meet that person. You bet.
So Buttigieg said this in 2011 when he was either running for mayor or was mayor, but a writer for The Root, which is a black periodical, his name is Michael Harriet, he called Buttigieg a lying mother trucker in his op-ed piece. He took issue with Buttigieg's assertion that black kids who are failed by the education system simply lack a strong role model in their lives who, quote, testify to the value of education. Now, Buttigieg isn't completely wrong. I understand what he's trying to say. I understand his intent. But as a whole, the comment is void of any real intellect. And let me explain why. See, black kids see educated people living rewarding lives all the time. They've just been taught to overlook these people. Black kids loathe black conservatives, like myself. They are taught to dismiss us. A Condoleezza Rice, who I don't consider a conservative, but she was a Republican, she's despised much in the black community. Dr. Ben Carson, who was once a hero in the black community, they made a movie about this man from his book, what was it called? Something Hands, Gifted Hands. He's now lambasted. And these are just two examples of black folks who dare to declare themselves Republicans. This is a PhD, a woman who went to Stanford, plays classical piano. I mean, she's got a host of other credentials that make her somebody who should be revered in a black community, particularly when you give her political creds. But she couldn't draw more people than Snoop in anything. So they're taught to overlook not only these iconic black figures because they don't have the right letter after their name, in this case a D, and even everyday blacks, like, you know, laborers, but specifically black entrepreneurs. Overlook them. And Buttigieg's He's trying to touch on it, but he doesn't understand it. See, far too many black kids look past the ordinary people in life that are just doing their jobs. They found their calling, and it isn't bouncing a basketball up a court or running it up a field. Yeah. See, many of these black kids don't dream to be doctors or lawyers or business people. They want to be the next Beyonce. They want to be the next LeBron James. And far be it from me, folks, to steal their dreams or whatever. But along with some God-given gifts, like being 6'8", or being born beautiful, and then some of the luck that comes from it, having a vocal cords that can power through, you know, and so you can sing like an angel. Not to say that Beyonce sings like an angel, but you get what I'm saying. So there's some God-given stuff, but then there's cultivating of that talent by hard work, perseverance, and of course a little bit of luck. And here's what I would say about luck. Luck is where preparation meets opportunity, and you make your luck. But these kids don't want to do that. It's difficult, folks, to have such a quality when black kids are taught to be victims. And so Buttigieg said, oh, these people don't exist. There's no role models. There's plenty of role models. And let me tell you, if they don't exist in your community, I guarantee you they exist on TV. Go look at BET. They show a ton of black people doing amazing stuff. But we're taught to overlook them. We're taught to go for the Hail Mary. I can be the next LeBron. I can be the next Kaepernick. Or whatever. I can be the next social justice warrior that doesn't know how to keep my mouth shut and just do my job. But instead of going, being those, why don't you just be an engineer? A scientist? Too often we're looking for the hookup, not just financially, but academically. We live in a time where hard work, folks, has been declared racist by academics. They say black kids shouldn't be made to work hard because the idea of hard work, the concept, is racist. See, Democrats like Buttigieg have stolen a soul from these black kids. They encourage blacks to abandon initiative, rely on the government, not your hard work. Do you think that's the attitude that Rosa Parks had?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I was talking last segment about Buttigieg. And this comment that he made that there aren't enough role models for blacks, black kids in education. They don't understand the outcomes of education. And he may be partially right about that, but it was so misguided because he doesn't understand it. Black kids have plenty of role models in education. By the way, our role models don't all have to be black. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. There's currently this debate going on in academia. Can whites teach blacks? Really? Is somebody going to spend millions of dollars studying this issue? Because let me just save you the time and the effort and the money. Anybody can teach anybody. Here's what you need in order for somebody to teach somebody something. You have to have a willing teacher, a knowledgeable teacher, and a willing student. Somebody willing to accept, soak up, and believe in this knowledge. That's it. I've had many martial arts instructors of all colors, mostly, I don't want to say mostly, but a lot of them Asian. I didn't think, this Asian man can't teach me nothing. I was like, martial arts originated in Asia, so I better shut up and listen. My first instructor was black. He was a one-eyed black dude. But after that, I had a host of Koreans. And then I had a Hispanic dude that taught me Aikido. And I could go on. And I had other black instructors and white instructors and all that. And you know what I thought of every one of them? They were competent. Because I was learning stuff from every single one of them. I didn't go, man, you can't teach me nothing, white man. I remember my second grade teacher, Miss Belusic, because I was a really wild, you know, kid. I was bored. But I remember her name. You know, I remember her name because she was a good teacher. That's a strange name to have to keep in your memory banks for many, many years. But I remember her. You want to know why I remember Dr. Enos, a white woman who taught me freshman English at SMU? Because I learned how to write from her. I don't remember many of my engineering professors, but I remember Dr. Enos. So don't tell me white people can't teach you. One of my friends went to prison. It was an old white lady that taught him how to read. She changed his life forever. But we're going through this nonsense. You know, where do you get your attitude that helps you to overcome so you don't become a victim of this leftist indoctrination? You get it, folks, at home. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. Whatever type of attitude that you've developed, I will tell you, it formed from your parents. My boys are very confident. And I can give you stories as to why. My oldest son will tell you point blank why he is a no-nonsense kid. Because he was talking in a movie once. I took him to see Jurassic Park. I thought it was Barney. Turned out he was scared to death. I wanted to see the movie. We were talking through the prelims, the preliminary stuff. And, you know, during the movie, we shut up. Unlike a lot of black folks, we actually shut up. But when he was looking at the movie, he was scared. So he says to me, Daddy, I'm scared. And I was all into it because I was loving the movie. I was like, this is different than Barney. And so a guy yells at my kid and tells him, shut your mouth or whatever. And he stormed out to go get the manager. I stormed out after him because, of course, my kid got startled. And I stormed out after him. And while we were there with the manager, I told that man, under no uncertain terms, I can't use the language, but I said, you yell at my kid and I will end you. And my son's behind me, peeking out. You know, this big old white boy. And I said, you yell at my kid, I will end you. You won't leave this movie. And the manager sided with me, gave the guy's money back. He could come back and watch the movie. Now, I took my son home because he didn't want to watch the film. And that, and the rest is history. But fast forward many, many years, and my son said to me, I never felt fear. He says, I always felt protected. And I go, why is that, son? I mean, obviously his dad's a martial artist. He's been, you know, he's watched me train people and all that. But he goes, it wasn't that, Dad. He goes, it was none of that. He goes, it was in the moment where you put me behind you and you made it clear to that guy that if he did anything in your direction, in my direction, you were going to end him. He goes, that was it. I knew I had a dad who was going to protect me. Now, I'll contrast that to a story I wrote in my book. My father told me a story. My uncle actually told me this story. He says, Kevin, your grandfather, he goes, he was an alcoholic. He was a drunk. He'd get his paycheck, and he would go immediately and start drinking. And he says, one time, he goes, I remember this. He goes, obviously, my dad was his older brother. He says, my dad went up on the block where our father had been knocked out. He's on the ground, and his pockets were turned inside out. Somebody had hit him, knocked him out, taken whatever money he had left. And he goes, that was a critical moment to your dad flipping a switch. And I went, wow. Now, I'll tell you, as a young black man hearing that story for the first time, I remember thinking, how embarrassing. My grandfather was a drunk, gets his money, goes and buys liquor, gets knocked out a block from his house, laying in the street, and my dad has to go get him and retrieve his father from the street. Now, many of you, I believe this. I believe that if you're a guy and you're hearing this story, you're going, wow, that's pretty embarrassing. And here's why it is. My father, who I cannot stand, but I will give him some leeway here, because I don't know how I would have felt in that moment. That I go, here's my dad, he's got a problem that he can't even face. He's got one big gorilla on his back called alcoholism, and he gets besides taking care of his family, he gets drunk. And then somebody sees him, knocks him cold out. They call it cold cocking him. Knocks him out, turns his pockets inside out. And my uncle told, the part of turning his pockets inside out was even more effective in sort of building this thing for me, right? Turn his pockets inside out. They roll him. We call it rolling him. Gank. So he gets ganked, and his son goes up, and there's his dad laying on the ground. You know, hit, pockets rolled inside out, knows it's payday, he's supposed to be taking care of his family, he's not, and the resentment that my dad had to build up, the anger, I can't even imagine that. I can slightly imagine it because I felt a little bit of it. Here's a man who's supposed to be his protector, laying on the street, no money, no nothing. And somebody just ran off with his money and they're chuckling. Look at that chump. Well, if he's a chump, what does that make you as this kid? So I can tell you, in that moment, knowing me, I grow up. I grow up beyond my years. Now, my uncle says, Kevin, your dad in that moment became a fighter. He goes, my uncle's telling me this. He's dead now. But he goes, this story, he remembers it the way I can imagine me being. And that's when I always tell myself, man, you are not that far removed from your DNA. So my dad goes up and he becomes a really good fighter. My uncle says, he's not bragging. He says, man, he goes, Kev, yeah, daddy was good with his hands. Good with his hands. Man, he'd take on 3-4 guys at a time. And I'm like, well, again, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But I'm going to tell you, pivotal moment in my father's life. Pivotal moment in many kids' lives. So where do you get this attitude? This fight or flight thing. You get it at home. The problem for too many blacks is we don't have the traditional familial structures. We lack fathers. Sometimes we get father figures, but if that father figure is like my grandfather who got his butt kicked on payday and got robbed, well, that's not good. But see, Democrats, they don't take any fault for the destruction of the black family. And this destruction is what angered this guy, Harriet, who called Buttigieg an MF in an op-ed that he wrote. That's the anger that he feels. But Harriet hasn't figured out that he's angry at that he's angry about the black situation created by the Buttigiegs, the mayors of these cities. A black situation that could change overnight, folks, if fathers stayed with their children and if they actually learned how to parent. Because a number of latchkey kids in black neighborhoods, because of that, black communities have unwed mothers, most of them teens. Having children, folks, is a recipe for disaster, specifically financial disaster. And let me just say this. Good fathers raise good daughters who know how to pick good men to be good fathers. That's the deal. And then you compound that with crime, idleness. The opportunity for success is pretty small.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.